right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've come to the time of the day, the week, the hour, the minute, the seconds for the man who can deliver the sports that we all need to know and love.
Mike, this is it, man.
Sean,
it comes
Mad
to this time.
Warner, man.
You gotta love it. Welcome, 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 Warrior fans, to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. Mikey, thanks for having us every Friday.
Always great to have the kids and you, too.
Me, too.
I look forward to when you're knocking on the window.
Knocking on the window at 6 o'clock.
Say, let me in.
No, I got phone calls. Oh, must be the president.
You're important.
No, it's all right. We'll be okay.
All right. So a couple of young guys here? Huh?
I got a couple of young guys. I got a couple of seniors in the house getting ready for the football game tonight. I got Leon Erler and Kyle Dixon joining me tonight as Del Norte takes on Fortuna down in the Friendly City. The last regular season conference game for the Del Norte Warriors. Kickoff 7:30, pregame 7:15. And we will be recapping the JV championship as the Fortuna JV are 2-0 and the Del Norte JV are also 2-0, so it'll be for a championship in the JV game. So we'll give you a full recap of that game also. But joining me in the studios today for the first time, Leon Erler. Leon, you know, the tight end that never gets recognized, but here he is right here. You want to give a shout out to the family?
Shout out mom, stepdad Tom,
sister
too.
Kyle Dixon in the studio also. Second time. He's a regular. I'd say he's the blue and gold groupie. He listens every morning.
Shout out my mom, my dad, Ms. Zaki, best English teacher out there. My girlfriend, Tim Nolan, everybody.
The whole crew. Shout out to Tim. You gotta like this. Tim listen in the morning?
Yeah.
All right, good. Shout out to Tim Nolan. And let's talk about soccer first off, right? Before we get into the football game, the soccer boys won their first round, first ever home playoff win for the boys on Wednesday as they defeated Gateway Gators 3-0. They improved to 11-4-1 overall. They have allowed one goal in the last 11 games, which is very impressive in a lot of ways. They will face International Jaguars on Saturday at home, which is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So make sure everybody in town gets out and supports the Warriors. Even if it's raining, get out there with your pop tents and your umbrellas, because the Warriors got a great chance of beating this international team, the 5 seed. Their last loss, they haven't lost since September. Also, they're on a big run, but their last loss was against Gateway, the team we just defeated, and they lost to Gateway 2-1. And like I said, the matchup is at 2 p.m. Kyle, it's got to be fun to see not only football making the big limelight and the big push, but here's soccer, you know, breaking records, setting history. It's got to be fun to go out and watch.
Yeah, that'll be the place to be on Saturday. It's down at the soccer field because they're good. It's fun to watch them play and go out and put the city on the map.
So you're going to get the roll started tonight and you're going to show up tomorrow and you're going to root them on?
Yeah, I'll be there, mainly on.
Did you go on Wednesday?
No, I didn't go on Wednesday.
Did practice. You see the field?
Yeah.
Looks sharp.
Yeah.
I was right at the, I said 50-yard line, but I guess it's not 50-yard line.
Yeah, I saw it all over Facebook.
You saw my picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks sharp out there. Boys are doing fantastic. They'll be without Deacon Hanks on Saturday. He got kicked in the face. You know, you guys wear helmets and face masks, but soccer, the real men don't wear helmets. So, you know, Deacon got hit in the face. He got some medical attention, but he's going to be out for a week. So he'll be out to tomorrow's game, but he'll be back next week after they defeat International. So a little bit of a hiccup for the soccer team, but adversity, they came, you know, once he left the game, they came out and scored another goal. But when you have a defense like that that'll only give up one goal, you don't need too many in return. So good luck to them on Saturday. And also, Del Norte Volleyball lost to Justin Siena 3-2 on Saturday in a match that the Warriors had a chance to win. They were up 23-24 in the fourth set. They were at match point and were unable to put it away. Justin Siena ended up winning the fourth set and the final set by a score of 15-7 in the final set. So the Warriors season came to a close, but against a very talented Justin Siena team. You know, Leon, your sister plays volleyball and you know, you're around the volleyball quite a bit. It's a great program, a lot of fun. And this group that was coming through, you know, you've watched them. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah, 100%. A lot of seniors on that team this year, great leaders. Lily Nunez and McKenna Curtis had great years all year long. Watch the live stream. It was a real close game, hard fought battle.
You listen to the radio too?
Yeah.
Good job, Leon. Good job. Hey, do you think you can go up and block McKenna?
Probably not. That's scary.
She hammers it for sure. Kyle's shaking his head. Yeah, he can take McKenna out. What do you think, Kyle?
I don't know about that. That ball goes pretty fast.
Leon, let's get talking about football. The unsung hero we just talked about a little bit ago, the tight end on a Delmar Warrior team. Don't pass the ball too much to the tight end, right? No. And the running attack, we always talk about the front five. But there is a sixth lineman always, and it's super important in a Delmar offense, the tight end, because a lot of times you're either the slot or you're tight, and you're the seal block. You're the one that makes that big block to break open that outside run. How fun of a year has it been, and what's it like to be a Warrior?
It's been fun. You know, it started off 1-2, and then we really started heating up, 5-game win streak, looking to make it 6. Be a Warrior, it's all about family. We're always together. After practice every day, I'm probably hanging out with 2 to 3 fellow teammates. Another thing to be a Warrior is the weight room. We have an extra period just to lift weights every morning. Everybody makes sure to get there, especially the line. Especially Isaac Lopez. Hopefully you hear that. And, I mean, it's just been fun. Most of the time I'm blocking next to Nate Barker, so we usually get to...
He's pretty goofy, ain't he?
He's a fun guy.
Hey, you know, we talked a little. Let's talk a little bit about last week. I mean, that St. Bernard squad came in, and it was a known fact that they thought they had the best, you know, the line in town. I think even though you were behind in the first half, I don't think they ever dominated the line of scrimmage like they wanted to. I thought you guys stepped up and did a great job. I saw Barker. He was fired up before the game. What was kind of some of the talks your linemen had before that game to get you guys ready for last week?
Just kept saying, be physical. Don't give up. Don't take plays off. You know, as a lineman, you never want to get caught looking at the play. You always want to be looking for the next guy to block, which I think we all did pretty well. Even Yatish Patel, sophomore on the team, he did a great job sealing the edge when he needed to. Drive blocking, watching the penalties.
And hats off to St. Bernard's. They put together a pretty good defensive and offensive line. I just felt in the second half, you guys kind of wore that down a little bit. And does it make a difference that people like you and Patel and Borges don't always play on the defensive side, right? So that gives you kind of a break where their linemen went both ways the whole time. You were able to kind of impose your will in that second half on the front line on the offensive side.
Yeah, 100%. I believe just about every single lineman they had goes both ways. And having me, Yatish, Mason.
Yeah, breaks.
Coming in, both energized, ready to go. It really helps. And then even our linemen that start on both sides, Kai Russell, Colton Shad, Nate Barker, they're always ready to go no matter what.
Because they're always in the room. They're conditioned for sure. They're
always ready.
Hey, Kyle. We talked a little bit before we went on the air last week. It was an instant classic at Mike Whalen Field as you guys came from behind to beat St. Bernard's. You had big smiles on your face when you said, what about that game last night? How big was that game for you as a senior to go out and perform against St. Bernard's like that?
That game was huge. That was senior night. That was probably the most hyped I've ever been for a game in my life. Like, you could see it in my eyes. Like, that was a good game.
I think the big key was is I think everybody understood that we're rising to the occasion. It was playoff football already. And I think the feeling and the atmosphere and the way you guys played showed that at the same time. I don't know if St. Bernard's came in with that kind of intensity. You guys came with that intensity. How do you guys follow up with that? How was practice this week?
Yeah, practice this week was good. You know, we had the day off from school, but everybody still made it and everybody did good. But last week, you know, Delnor has like a 4-year winning streak for the conference. So, like, they think they're going to come ruin that. Humboldt Sports has been putting us down low. And then
Ray got you this week, though. He gave you little props.
He did, but we see that kind of stuff, and it puts a chip on our shoulder.
Right.
But we still go out there and do what we do.
You know, as much as we say the championship run always goes through Mike Whalen Field, I don't think there's even a bigger historical value when it comes to down and Fortuna on that field. It's just as crazy, just as mystical. We've had some great games down there. Tonight's going to be a wild one. The buzz around the community is always huge. What have you heard from a lot of the community support when it comes to Warrior football?
Oh, they definitely have our support. After the game on Friday, there was a lot of people on Facebook reaching out. And yeah, they definitely have our support. But from this point on, it's basically win or go home in our eyes. That's kind of our mentality is win or go. Like, if we don't win, then playoffs aren't exactly a guarantee. So we kind of have to win. We also want a home game. So,
well, we're going to take a quick break in the action here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Leon about tonight's game, tonight's matchup with their line, and a little bit more about the X's and O's. We'll be right
back. What's new at Del Norte Office Supply? So much! Ready for some football? Pick up game day napkins, plates, socks, kitchen towels, and more. Add stainless steel cocktail cups and the mixes to go with it. Then, after all the football fans leave, turn on the Times fragrance diffuser with simmered cider fragrance, perfect for fall. Someone mentioned fall harvest teas, pumpkin laurel candles, and Naked Bee spice chai and honey lotion and soaps. It's Del Norte Office Supply, 3rd and H Crescent City.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show, where Del Norte takes on Fortuna tonight down in the Friendly City. The Fortuna Huskies 6-3, 2-0 in conference play. I'm sorry, 1-1 in conference play. Del Norte 6-2, and they are 2-0 in conference play. A win tonight by the Del Norte Warriors will give them undisputed league championships for four straight years and without a loss in league play. Lot to play for tonight. Leon, preparing for Fortuna, how is it different on the front line than it was comparing for St. Bernard's?
In comparison, you really got to worry about the D-line with St. Bernard's. So the linebackers weren't as big as a deal. When it comes to Fortuna, they got a bunch of linebackers. They're ready to fly down, worry about the blitz, be ready to go. So it's all about keeping your head up, looking for the next guy. Don't just settle for a backside DN when you could be getting a middle linebacker coming down the field.
And I think, you know, the biggest thing I've always seen with Fortuna is they always have a trick up their sleeve, right? They always got that one thing that can break open a game one way or the other. And defensively, you think you're going to see a lot more scheming on the defensive side than we saw with St. Bernard's?
100%. Foz was talking to us about how they like to call a timeout and try to get a big play right out of the timeout. Mm-hmm. He said, be ready for it. Look at new formations, and you got to adjust on the fly. DB's got to know what's going on. Watch the receivers. Don't just get caught looking in the backfield, think it's a run. It could turn into a play action real fast.
Kyle, here we are. We're going for a championship. Your senior year, exactly what you envisioned happening your senior year is having a chance to play for undisputed league title. Did you sleep much last night?
Oh, yeah. I slept a lot.
You slept good?
Yeah.
All right.
You only get this opportunity once to be a league champion your senior year. Like, we won league. I think I've won league every single year that this group has played together, from single A all the way to now. But it's just like different. That senior, you can't go out not winning it after you won it so much.
That's right. You got to go get this one.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, and talking to you, when we talk about those big plays and those kind of things as a defensive back, you know, it's no surprise or no secret that the Warriors rush defense is dominating, right? You guys own people when they try to rush the ball, and you're looking at a situation where they might come out spread out like they did in St. Bernard's a little bit. It's going to put you DBs at a high premium. Are you guys ready? You guys coach that up this week and ready for the challenge?
Yeah, we're ready. I think our DBs are pretty good for the most part, but yeah, I think we just got to go out and don't get too taken away by the veer and stuff, and just, you know, always check to see what the receiver's doing.
So, Leon, talking a little bit about the travel down and things like that, the JV squad, what a great season they're having. They're going for a league title. Let's give a little shout out to the JV squad. What do you like about them?
I love just how like deep they are. They got a lot of guys that can run the ball. Freshmen, sophomores. It's not just a sophomore-dominated team. They got the freshmen, too. They play hard every game. Defense is good. Shut down defense.
There's a lot of depth. A lot of
Kyle,
depth.
last second comment here. What do you think? What do you think the score is going to be? Final score tonight?
I don't know about a prediction, but be phenomenal or be forgotten. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I love that. Mikey, we're going to end with that right there. Yeah, be phenomenal right there. Or be forgotten. I like that, Mikey.
All right. So we now turn to the boys and say, what do you got to say, boys? Huh?
Go Warriors.
Is that it?
Go Warriors. Go Ducks.
No. Go Ducks, too. Go Ducks. Hey, 49ers, too?
Go Seahawks. No.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Raider Nation.
Raiders and Cowboys. What is this place gone to, Mikey? What are you doing around here?
The wheels fell off.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Like I said, Western Valley Insurance pregame show, 7:15. We're going to have a full lineup and ready to rock tonight.
And don't forget soccer tomorrow, too, with the boys. That's going to be a big one there.
Yeah.
So there we go.
It's going to be fun.
Lots of stuff going on.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
All right.